Chapter 3. School was going to start on Monday. Only two more sleeps before I had to walk into a brand new classroom with everyone watching and a teacher who might or might not be an alien zombie. Saturday is always mosque day. My mum has decided that for the first few weeks after moving, we would visit a different mosque every Saturday and pray Zuhr there to see what our new neighbourhood was like. Dad normally works on Saturdays, so it was just me, Mariam, Isa and Mum. My mum is a very smart scientist and works out all sorts of different ways of fighting cancer for the cancer research people, but sometimes Isa's cuteness makes her lose her smartness. It's like he has big, innocent, smartness-melting eyes. They don't work on me. So when Isa wanted to buy a whistle from the petrol station on the way to the mosque, I knew it wasn't a good idea. But Mum went right ahead and bought it for him, saying, "Because you've been such a good boy this morning," and giving him a gooey kiss on the top of his head. I knew it was gooey because she actually still kisses me like that, even though I've forbidden her to do it in front of my friends. In the mosque, everyone prays together, with the imam leading. It's supposed to be super quiet. Just after the prayer began, Isa decided to move from his place. I was praying in between Mum and Mariam. Neither of them moved. I wasn't sure if they'd even noticed that he'd got up. Now, Isa is annoying sometimes, but he is my little brother, and I worry about him, so I quickly sneaked to look behind us. He was sitting at the back with a big, cheeky grin on his face. I turned back around and carried on praying. Then we went into ruku. That's when your hands are on your knees. Silence from Isa. Then we went into sujood. That's where your nose and forehead are on the ground. The loud noise of a whistle broke through the silence, followed by Isa's voice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then again. And then the counting. It wouldn't stop. I couldn't help myself. How could I? I burst out laughing right in the middle of my prayer. I put my hand over my mouth. I bit my tongue and I even pinched myself really hard, but I just couldn't help it. I didn't have to wonder if Mum had heard. People on all floors of the mosque must have heard it. When the prayer finished, Mum and Mariam were a bright shade of pink. It looked as if their skin had suddenly decided to compete with Mariam's socks for pinkness. And they were looking everywhere, except up at people's faces like they usually do when they greet people after prayers. Mum was motioning angrily to Isa to come to her. Luckily, a few people came and patted Isa's head, which made Mum's skin return to its normal colour. As we were leaving, an old lady with a walking stick waddled over and said, "Good counting, young man."